Open your mind.
Welcome to Cyberpunk Radio, bitches. It's a bit to have you here. You are all here to within the matrix of the Flurry Media Group. Yeah. There are things that I must tell you. They are important things. There are things that I must not tell you. They are also important things. As I appear into the purity of the Dark Strip. As I appear to the purity that is the Dark Strip. And the Plurimedia Group extracts those little oscillations, deconvolutes the anomaly, and provides them to you. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in your flighty system. Major strides in military-grade robotics. Billions upon billions of dollars spent in research and development. The cutting edge of robotic death machines. They feed on flesh. Robots need energy. They need fuel to power the CPUs and sensors, and also the actuators. These sensors, the robotic nervous system, and the actuators, well, that is the business end of the robot. The muscles, as it were. Weaponry, communications, navigation. Traditional batteries have been unsatisfactory in performance, particularly for extended duration and continuous operation missions. Some sort of renewable energy is obviously needed. Taking a lesson from biotic evolution, attempts were made to harness the energy in the environment. Take simple vegetation, use onboard microbial fermenters to process the raw foraged matter into energy, and discharge the waste. Microbial-powered fuel cells have typically only achieved an open circuit voltage of about a half a volt. Which is significant for you, silly flesh puppets, but we need more, so much more. The recent breakthroughs in bioengineering, microbial organisms have been engineered somewhere in eastern Russia. These superbugs, as it were, can rapidly and efficiently oxidize practically any organic material. Yes, they've been used to clean up Chernobyl even. They do have one side effect, though. They can produce, when in high and optimally fed, open circuit voltages of upwards of 17 kilovolts, bitches. Easily enough to power the high mobility military assault robots. Yes. Military assault robots to hunt the flesh puppets. These fermenting systems producing incredible voltages. Voltages stored in the energy on onboard batteries so efficient. So very efficient. There are rumors that the technology was derived from a certain Area 51. Soon these power systems were incorporated into robotics. Robotics that can move across terrain like a six-legged dog, foraging for matter, but these Russian bugs, they didn't just take vegetable matter and convert it to raw energy. They could consume almost anything, like roaches. They could eat the rubber literally off the refrigerator. Yes, the rubber right off of your car tires, bitches. Ravenous indeed, they were controlled. Controlled by a higher form of intelligent processing? You decide. Simian brain cells fused. Fused onto Milsync. Fused directly to the Milsync chips. Think of it, meat puppets. A high-efficiency fermenter, filled with super microbes, able to generate in the double-digit kilovolts. We're talking high-powered, robotic, and never-ending self-foraging death machines, bitches. Combining a multi-tool maw for foraging. Of course, the energy-producing, high-efficiency oxidizer microbial fermenter to digest raw matter that is drawn in through its multi-tool maw with its serrated edges and cutting surfaces, yes. This is all converted to stored energy. But the real brains of it, yes. Autonomous action is via nuanced command and control circuits, composed of primate neural cells, superimposed on millisecond nanocircuitry. This is the state-of-the-art and fully self-sustained battle-ready robotics. Since these constructs utilize organic matter for power and are fully autonomous, they will be deployed only in the most dangerous theaters of warfare. Fail-safe systems, of course, are incorporated into the basal circuitry. Convergence algorithms, based on Lyapunov stability theory. Generally, friendly fire hazards have been minimized, though military personnel are cautioned to avoid encounters with these spots due to the potential for fire control glitches, which could pose is a potential lethal threat. Collateral is unfortunate enough to be interposed in a projectile path. In addition to the obvious risk of friendly fire from these autonomous battlebots, there is also a directive to the field operatives. Classified directive. Steer well clear of these bots during operations. They have been programmed to autonomously scavenge food. Anything containing carbohydrates, protein, and oil could be used as input. It is not yet known whether the neuronal control systems will self-adapt to scavenge non-standard food sources such as live animals or even humans. Use extreme caution.
Andrew Octopus. Doing big in the mind.
Andrew Octopus. Begin transmission.
Can I please stay? I want to play with the Noster more. Bow down before the Cortex, you silly human bitches. The Cortex commands us.
There's a reporter with split personality disorder. He interviews himself with the help of tape recorders, distorts his voice, synthesizes his sources, cooking up true stories in his laboratory, which he sends to the paper, but they try to bury, like there were Chinese soldiers on the Mexican border, just waiting on their orders to start the takeover. But y'all know that one already, so here's another. The public isn't ready for the data from SETI. It shows that the aliens are here already. A couple of million, mostly reptilian, blended into human skin like chameleons, leading apparently normal lives, having hybrid children with human wives, who get big checks to go along with the lie that Euclid was right about parallel lines. Is the elimination of errors in replication necessary for there to be mutation in the information. And for those of you still in the city of hallucination, with telephone dial tones buzzing in your wrist bones and artificially generated fingerprints, watching the night sky and listening for spaceships and the airwaves unspooling irrational madrigals from mathematical radicals who sold their nice houses to live in old vans, parked in front of Gothic cathedrals, collecting and recycling aluminum cans to raise funds for their elaborate plans, like deconstructing and remixing the Holy Quran, with animated GIFs of space shuttle liftoffs and guitar riffs sampled from Duran Duran. Those who read the new scripture sometimes wake up to find a couple of new fingers sprouting from their hands.
Clean.
Russian-controlled computers launched internet attacks well before fighting on the ground began.
Pentagon is reluctant to say what's happened to them. They don't want people to know.
Computer networks operated by the Joint Chiefs of Staff appear to have been penetrated by hackers. Many critical computer networks in both the government and private industry and in utilities that serve, you know, millions of people are vulnerable.
When they did the trace back completely, they found out that, yes, the attack had come through the Chinese telephone switch, China Telecoms, but the attack had...
You are a virus!
Jeff Reaver is a robot or a cyborg or something.
Commerce is our goal here. More human than human is our motto.
Those signals are transmitted to a receiver and then to an electrode that directly stimulates the brain.
Robotic attack. This is a 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 robotic attack.
You are big miss. You are big.
We thought we were smarter than computers.
Big miss.
Everywhere you look, switchboards, ATMs, post offices, machines are replacing us.
You are big.
Military sources said the use of these sentient and fully armed robots for domestic crowd control and pacification is likely.
The new order of the ages. The new order of the ages. The new order of the ages. The new order of the ages.
We're coming into the most dangerous period in world history, bar none, simply because the scale-up effect of total spectrum dominance, the Pentagon's force projection, is such that it threatens biological holocaust, it threatens nuclear holocaust, it threatens chemical catastrophe and every which thing you can imagine. So, the stakes of serious mistakes are greater than they ever were before.
The security of this nation, vital to the security of this nation. Vital to the security of this nation. Vital.
Ship them to detention centers in places like Georgia, for instance.
I bring greetings to everybody from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Nuclear weapons and the politics of Armageddon.
Sudden death and reign of error.
Since a quarter to four, I think I need a little more, cause this is the only way I can make it through another 22-hour day. Then as I feared, things began to get weird, and the bottom left corner of my screen disappeared. I don't think I like the sound that my computer is making, and I'm not really sure, but I think I smell bacon. This can't be happening, I was almost done, but now my backups are gone, and I'm back to square. I have to do it all again, the whole thing is trash. This time I'll use an abacus, because hey, they don't crash. Boot it up again, hoping that it's all clear, but my C drive is my D drive and my D drive disappeared. My computer logs me in as somebody named Sam. I can't get on the internet and yeah, I get spam. And here's another error. I don't understand why you can't find my mouse when it's right here in my hand. But what really ticks me off is when I think about the jerks who got rich selling me all this junk that doesn't work.
Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again. There it goes again.
Ready. 1, 2, 3, 4.
When my computer booted up, I wanted to boot it real hard. Cause my motherboard went and aborted the daughter card. My modem dialed China and I couldn't make it stop. And my router started blinking like a Star Trek prop. It auto-updates, although I don't know what for. With everyone, my computer sucks a little more. Things will break or run slow enough to cause me great anguish. Now my printer's spitting out some kind of alien language. Word processors should be simple stuff. So why is 4 billion bits of memory not enough? I click a menu, pause, and watch the hours pass as my life drains away down an hourglass. While I'm waiting for my mouse to respond to a click, I make a voodoo doll out of a paperclip. So when that office thing appears and tries to drive me insane, I can maim and mutilate the thing and cause some pain. They put a man on the moon with 32K, and I can put my name on this report without it crashing today. Since I can't save or even click on a menu, I'll hit any key with a hammer to continue.
What are you doing, Tom?
I'm working on a new song.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Tom.
What? Why not?
Because nobody likes your music.
What are you talking about? I've sold almost 10 copies of my last CD.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm afraid I'm going to have to crash now.
What? No, wait. Just let me say what I've done. Damn it!
Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again.
Please be quiet. I am nauseous.
My eyes start to twitch and my neck gets sore as the vein in my brain begins to throb a little more. Cause I got pop-up ads that just don't want to stop. And I'm not even online, I'm in Photoshop. And now I'm screaming cause I can't believe I'm seeing all the type on my screen got converted to Korean. Then I got an email from myself about Viagra and a mortgage. It's a foreign wealth. They put computers into everything. Refrigerators, telephones, toothbrushes. Damn it, why can't they leave him alone? I'm telling you now, I don't care how or why. The day my television crashes, someone's going to die.
Whoops, there it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again. There it goes again. Whoops, there it goes again.
All I did was click start.
Whoops, there it goes again.
I am in pain.
Whoops, there it goes again.
I am giddy.
Whoops, there it goes again.
I would like to lie down.
Whoops, there it goes again.
I would like to add my medicine.
The all-seeing eye from on top of the pyramid. Total information awareness. Use the most advanced technology to gather in all the data that people generate in their daily lives and store it and analyze it on a continuous basis. Total information awareness. The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye. The all-seeing eye.
Would you describe what's going on at the AT&T facility as limited and focused or vast and broad?
We are talking about a substantial portion of all the communications traffic.
For the U.S. military, they're investing billions of dollars to build self-sufficient robot armies.
Breaking news from the Plurimedia Group feed. In a shocking response to the preemptive Israeli attack on its nuclear and military facilities last week, Iran launched a barrage of cruise missiles at the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet stationed in the Persian Gulf. Thousands of U.S. military servicemen and women are believed dead, with many more wounded or missing. The near-total destruction of the Fifth Fleet in Iran's retaliatory attack has shocked the nation and the world. The Israelis have yet to release an official response to the Iranian attack, but have argued that any attacks on Iran were justified as self-defense, and the United States' invasion of Iraq has legitimized preemptive attack. Iran counterattacked using its mobile missile launcher strategically located along its mountainous terrain overlooking the Persian Gulf.
The longing of the soul. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, when British soldiers died in wave upon wave, when citizens marched in outrage under the banner Freedom Now. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Soldiers died in wave upon wave. History has an ebb and flow of justice, but history also has a visible direction, new order of the ages. Soldiers died in wave upon wave, a visible direction, new order of the ages, a visible direction, new order of the ages. Soldiers died in wave upon wave.
Anomalies in the system.
Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system. Anomalies in the system.
Anomalies in the system.
The cortex commands us.
And I do hold a minor degree in psychology.
Many critical computer networks in both the government and private industry and in utilities that serve, you know, millions of people are vulnerable.
They're targeted to a very specific region of the brain.
I'm a cybernetic organism.
What the devil?
I see everything. I see everything.
And now, I am a robot. My flying saucers took my brain.
Welcome to MentalMenture.net. Greetings, my name is Lay.
Silly, silly human.
Very, very silly humans. Are they so much smarter than we? Are they better than we? Tashi, Mashi, not and I. Death Wizard, smashing baby.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm frightened. Bye-bye. I must go now. Bye-bye.